This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Stress Management and Personal Development channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Steven Sidaroff, author of The Path, Mastering the Nine Pillars of Resilience and Success, a comprehensive program for dealing with stress and achieving optimal living. Dr. Sidaroff, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here as well.
So for starters, what makes your book different from other books that discuss resilience and living a more optimal life?
Most books on dealing with stress are prescriptive. There's like a list of what you have to do. Even when teaching better cognitive strategies, such as having a positive approach, there's little discussion of the underlying factors that drive a person to overcommit, which is really a big source of stress. You can tell a person not to worry, a big source of stress, but unless you get at the source of anxiety, change is less likely to occur. So much of stress and out-of-control stress is due to unconscious and unaddressed emotional issues, such as unexpressed feelings and unmet needs. So these drive our stressful behavior as we keep trying to fill an emotional void. So, for example, Eric, type A personalities, which you've probably heard of, is driven by trying to do more and more in less time, responding to these unmet needs, unconsciously trying to fill that void. And my book addresses this. For example, pillar number 6 from The Path is emotional balance and mastery, which helps the reader identify their emotional unmet needs that drive that stressful behavior, and then it leads them along the path to getting resolution that quiets that underlying fire, and thus it results in greater satisfaction. So that's an example.
Dr. Sidaroff, explain the concept of primitive gestalt.
Certainly. This is a concept that I've been developing, and at the heart of resilience is adaptability, to make adjustments to what life deals you. Here again, The Path goes where other self-help books on this topic are really silent. Primitive gestalt is a term I've developed that presents a neuropsychological framework for how childhood development and the childhood environment sets up lifelong patterns that actually freeze adaptability, which is at the heart of resilience. So let me explain that. We adapt to the lessons of our childhood environment, lessons of who we are, what to expect from others, and from the world. If our childhood world was dangerous, for example, like a parent who is unpredictable, nice one minute, but critical the next, as an adult, we have similar expectations, resulting in great difficulty letting down our guard and thus staying tense and vigilant much of the time, which interferes with recovery from stress, and thus it interferes with resilience. So because early learning is survival learning, as it's tied to our earliest instincts for survival, it gets locked in. In my book, I refer to this as an attractor state that's very difficult to both recognize and change. So The Path is designed to anticipate this resistance that the reader brings to the book, this resistance to kind of change these childhood patterns, and gradually helps the reader loosen the hold that these primitive gestalts have, and being able to be more adaptable in the present, being able to change more readily, being able to be more flexible. And this is at the heart of resilience.
Also explain the concept of the evolutionary mismatch.
Right, yes. Well, this concept is what I believe to be another breakthrough presented in my book, The Path. Some of our overstressed life is actually not our fault. And it's the result of, again, what I refer to as an evolutionary mismatch between the environment in which our stress response developed, which was literally 30, 40, 50,000 years ago as hunter-gatherers, and our present lifestyle, which is really very, very different. So we developed a stress response, a survival response, that's based on either fighting the danger or running away from the danger. And in our present society, our present industrial informational society, think about it. How many opportunities do you have to deal with your stress by either fighting it or running away? And so our bodies build up for this fight or flight, but then there's no release, because you can't fight your boss, you can't run away from your spouse and things like that. So there's this kind of structural foundation for the problems that we have with stress. We don't have a stress response that matches our needs. And so the PATH addresses this in a number of ways, but most importantly, it literally trains the reader to redesign their stress response. This is a very new concept, to make it more appropriate to this environment and real life. So in my chapter on physical balance and mastery, which is pillar number 4, this new response is referred to as a calm, focus stress response. Just like athletes, you want to be focused to do what you need to do and motivated, but you want to be calm at the same time. This is the optimal stress response for our day and our time.
Very interesting information today. We are with Dr. Steven Sidaroff, author of The PATH, Mastering the 9 Pillars of Resilience and Success, a comprehensive program for dealing with stress and achieving optimal living, here on eHealth Radio's Stress Management and Personal Development channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Sidaroff, explain why stress reduction and self-regulation is so important.
Okay, certainly. But, you know, interestingly enough, I would not use the term stress reduction. My approach to resilience, it can be likened to being in the ocean and a big wave is approaching. You can't reduce the wave. What you want to do is learn to ride the wave and not get battered and bounced around by that very same wave. So resilience is the goal of staying in balance, and it's a condition that our bodies actually want to naturally achieve. So all of what happens in our society, such as this evolutionary mismatch, but also the way that we're bombarded on an ongoing basis with stresses, throws us off the path, throws us out of balance. So in my work, in my book, I help guide the reader back to a place of balance from which they can better thrust out into the world for success. And at the heart of this is self-regulation. And this is the process by which we are able to return to baseline after a stress is over. So what I would say is most important is this notion of self-regulation, always having the ability to bring yourself back to this place of balance. Because what happens for most people is they encounter a stress, and then even after the stress is over, they continue to maintain that stress response, either because they don't know to let go of it or how to let go of it, or because they continue to worry about the event that just took place. Did I get it right? Are they going to judge me? And all of these questions add to uncertainty and thus continuing the stress response, which is the opposite of self-regulation. And this is why we take so much medications in our lives, is to force our bodies back into this place of balance. You can liken self-regulation to thinking about a car and a car's engine, and getting the car's engine out of tune. The more out of tune the car's engine is, the less well it will run, the more gas it will use, the more fumes it will spew out into the atmosphere. And then if it has a hill to go up, which would be stress, it handles that hill much less effectively. And so the goal is always to be optimal in regulating the stress response and your body's reaction to it.
What is the connection between resilience and happiness?
There's really a big connection here. In my definition of resilience, I refer to the optimal functioning of one's body. So stress management is just managing stress. My definition of resilience and success is actually the optimal functioning of the body. And when it's not functioning optimally, having the awareness to restore this optimal functioning. If any one of my 9 pillars are out of balance, it leads to physical, emotional, and mental problems. It also makes it much more difficult to experience joy or happiness because the body needs to be functioning most optimally for the flow of energy through the body. So, for example, if you are worried and if you are kind of clamping down on your emotions to keep them from coming out, you can't just do that in your head mentally. You literally have to hold in those feelings or hold in that stress response, and that includes constriction or deadening of the body, and this is the enemy of happiness and joy.
Lastly, any closing thoughts or final tip for the listeners today? I believe you have a couple of bits of advice you'd like to share.
Certainly. I would say 2 of the most important messages from my book and what can be done. One is that no matter what we do in our lives, because we live in such a stressful environment, there's no substitute for practicing a relaxation response. I mean, if you think about your day, you can think about many, many triggers that activate your nervous system, which is the stress response. But there's almost no triggers in our lives, in our daily lives, that trigger the opposite, the relaxation response. And yet these two responses of the body, the stress response and the recuperation or relaxation response, need to be in balance. And therefore, there's no substitute for practicing a relaxation exercise on a daily basis. 10 minutes, that's all it takes. And if people want to get a free download, I will tell you at the end that they can get this from my website. The other tip that I want to give people is that the heart of resilience is how you talk to yourself, how you treat yourself. We all have developed an internal parent or internal voice that's with us. It's that voice we hear all the time, 24/7. And you want to start noticing how that voice treats yourself. And here's the key. That voice should be coming from a place of love, acceptance, compassion, care, support, and valuing yourself. And wherever you're not doing that, that's a place where you need to change. So that's the optimal internal voice that you want to be checking to see how closely you're matching that. And if people want to get a free download of a relaxation visualization exercise, they can go to my website and get it there.
Well, Dr. Sidorov, it certainly has been good to have had you, and certainly stress is something that everyone reacts to and is impacted by in one way or another worldwide, and this information is certainly helpful. Tell our listeners where they can find you online and how they best can pick up your book.
Certainly. My website is drstephensidorov.com. That's where they can get a free download. That's where they can sign up for my mailing list, receive newsletters, as well as frequent blogs in which I go into ways of becoming more resilient. The publication date for my book is July 14th, and very shortly there'll be a way that people can pre-purchase the book for delivery. So again, it's drstephensidorov.com.
Well, once again, Dr. Sidorov, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best to you.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
And you're most welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Stephen Sidorov, author of The Path, Mastering the 9 Pillars of Resilience and Success, a comprehensive program for dealing with stress and achieving optimal living. And once again, the website of reference is drstephensidorov.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Stress Management and Personal Development Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.